My guest at this time is Louisiana Republican Congressman John Fleming. He represents his state's 4th Congressional District, and he's a longtime physician. We want to get his thoughts on a couple of things at the end of the week. Number one, the 2-year anniversary of the president's health care plan, and also what the House did on Thursday, and that is approve a repeal of the Independent Payment Advisory Board, which many House Republicans believe is essentially a fancy way of saying a rationing board that would deny seniors important medical care, potentially. And Congressman, thank you so much for being with us.
Well, great. Thank you so much for having me today, Greg.
Well, just 2 years ago, on the 23rd, is when we saw the president sign this bill into law. It was controversial then. It's controversial now. What do you think we've learned most importantly about this bill in the last 2 years that gives us greater clarity on what this legislation and now this law does?
Well, first of all, Greg, today, as you say, is a 2-year anniversary. And I am in Washington today, and I'm looking for all the parades, the celebration, the bands, the cakes, the candles, and I can't find any. Basically, everything that we Republicans were saying during the debate in 2009, 2010, everything from the fact that this bill and now law is not paid for, it's going to add $500 billion to the debt, it's going to add an individual mandate, which will require American citizens to purchase a product selected by their government against their will. It's going to be a highly bureaucratic system that will be very inefficient. And while it will, in theory, cover more people, it will actually remove access to care for many different reasons. So everything that we physicians in the House of Representatives, Republicans in general, have been predicting have been unfolding before our very eyes, and actually even more things than we expected.
One of the things, of course, that you've done recently, as I mentioned in the introduction, is Thursday's repeal, at least in the House, of what's known as IPAB, the Independent Payment Advisory Board, which is essentially folks appointed to determine which treatments ought to be covered under Medicare and which ones are not, correct? And just to explain why that concerned you so much.
Well, it really puts together two things, the comparative effectiveness research arm of government, which determines what is, in theory, more effective, what is less effective, and it analyzes cost with a board selected by the President of the United States, 15 unelected individuals who are unaccountable, who are, again, political appointees, who are not necessarily health care workers, and they will, in some cases, have more power than Congress itself. They can actually override our decisions, and at the end of the day, pick and choose what resources can be provided to American citizens for their health care, and that is a very scary thing. And if you look forward, you actually see that Canada, Great Britain already have something very similar to this, and as a result, people have to wait often as much as a year to get a CT scan. Socialistic countries, even communistic countries around the world, have had systems like this, and all we get is long lines and shortages, which, in essence, is rationing, and that is exactly what the American people do not want.
Sir, based on your experience in the medical profession, just explain how this might look. Would it essentially mean that certain ailments would kind of get a one-size-fits-all type of response if it's the most cost-effective way? How would this work exactly?
Well, it would be there are two ways that this would work. Again, looking back at Great Britain, they have something called the NICE system. It's an acronym I won't go into, but basically it determines every citizen in terms of their productivity, in terms of what they what the cost of that treatment, say a hip replacement or something like that, what that's going to cost society. And if you're not as productive and if you're sicker and at higher risk and more cost to society, it may not be worth the investment in replacing your hip. And instead, perhaps you should go to a nursing home and stay there until you die. This is the kind of decisions that governments with socialized medicine make all the time. And while this is not put into law with Obamacare, all of the steps, all the pieces are put in place that will bring about this possibility. The other thing is that it gives this board the ability to remove pay and resources from physicians. And so we already have a growing shortage of physicians. More and more doctors are opting not to provide care to Medicaid and Medicare, the poor and the elderly, not because they don't want to, but because the only place that government has been saving money is by cutting reimbursement to providers. Ultimately, they go out of business, Greg. So if they're if they're having to analyze their overhead and the possibility of going out of business and maybe working in an emergency room somewhere or even go into another profession, then that's just one less physician available for you to get an appointment. So it really slows down access to care, makes it difficult. It pushes Americans into emergency rooms for routine care, which actually, paradoxically, runs the cost up.
Congressman, just one clarity point before I move on to one other thing before we let you go, and that is in terms of the Independent Payment Advisory Board, assuming it's not repealed, can they make case-by-case decisions, or do they make general decisions on various treatments based on cost?
In general, it's general decisions. It's policy decisions that filter down through the system, but you better believe there's a giant bureaucracy being created behind that that will ultimately translate into case-by-case decisions. So a lot of that's yet to be written, and I think deliberately so. There's a slowed implementation of this so that much of the bad news is going to come out after this president would be reelected. And again, as you point out, the majority of Americans want Obamacare repealed. Even a higher majority want it changed in some way, improved, even if it isn't repealed. And the vast, vast majority of Americans, something like 70%, want the independent mandate repealed. They feel it's unconstitutional and unwise for a government to force its citizens to do such things.
Last question before we let you go, Congressman. The Democratic response to this, among other things, is we're trying to do something about the spiraling costs of health care, and this is our way of doing it. What is the Republican counter to that?
Well, remember that the biggest driver of health care costs today is Medicare and Medicaid, government-run health care systems. And the private sector costs are going up because they're having to subsidize what's happening with Medicare and Medicaid. And so I came to Washington to try to reform that, to bring back the marketplace to health care, put the patient back into the driver's seat, make health care providers compete against one another, and give choice to the consumer. But what happened instead was that Democrats in Washington doubled down and came up with Obamacare, which is even a bigger cost driver than what Medicare and Medicaid is. And so we want to go back and give to Americans what we in Congress have, which is a private system in which companies can compete across the country, which is not possible today. You can't have insurance beyond state lines, and that you have hospitals, doctors, insurance companies, government all working together to create competing entities and then give the choice and transparency to American citizens so they can make the best decision. And finally, I'll say, Greg, that Paul Ryan in his budget last year and this year, too, had solutions to save Medicare, to make it sustainable. Otherwise, it's going to run out of money, become insolvent, according to the actuaries and the CBO, in 4 to 8 years. And Democrats have yet to come up with any solution for that, and yet somehow they charge us with the fact that we're wanting to stop or end Medicare.
Sir, unfortunately, we'll need to leave it there. Thank you very much for taking the time to be with us today.
It's always a pleasure, Greg. Thank you so much.
Louisiana Republican Congressman John Fleming represents his state's 4th Congressional District, longtime physician. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.